So, I wonder how many of you have one of these already on your table for Christmas dinner. Those of you who have prepared your table and laid your table, or how many of you are going to plan to have one of these around your table as you do Christmas dinner? Okay, I'm going to attempt today to tell the Christmas story using a cracker. I need people to help me pull it. Who would like to come help pull a cracker? Anybody? You want to come? Thank you. I could really do with two people, really, so that I can concentrate on talking. Would anyone else like to come and pull a cracker? No? Wow, go on, Laura, well done. Oh, no, thank you. Do you know what? We could do it like a tug of war, and we could get loads and loads of you on either side of it if you want. Okay, just before you do it, you played into my hands in that we were trying to do it individually. We need people to pull the crackers, right? You don't do it on your own. I needed help. You couldn't have done it on your own. We needed help. Crackers are meant to be pulled together by people. They bring us together. And faith. Our faith is not something we're meant to do on our own. The Christmas story invites us to join in the way that the shepherds were invited to join in. We need to join in together. Okay, are you ready? On three. One, two, three. Wow. Okay. There we are. Okay, I needed the snap. The snap. We know it's coming. But it still surprises us because sometimes it doesn't happen when we expect it to. Sometimes it happens later. Please stay. We need to explore the things inside. Sorry, you're now up here forever. No. The snap. It's a surprising thing, even though it's expected. God, we can sometimes think we expect what God's going to do, and then suddenly God turns around and does something surprising. We can't ever put God in a box because suddenly we have a surprising event, like a baby being born rather than a warrior king arriving, and the baby being born in humble circumstances rather than in a palace. God is always surprising. Okay, guys, what have you got in there? Okay, we have a gift. Excellent. What else is in there?
The crown.
The crown. Brilliant. I hope
there is a joke.
I hope there is. Brilliant. There is a joke. Okay, do you want to wear the crown? I can't wear them because they never fit on my head. They genuinely never fit. It is really disappointing every year. Okay, the crown. I'm going to hand this one over to you. Why? Crown. How am I going to link that into the Christmas story? Jesus is king. Thank you. Born the king of the Jews, he, as a new king, arrived. That's where we have the crown. There we go. We get to celebrate Jesus' kingship. Awesome. The gift. I'm going to ask you guys again, how am I going to work the gift into a Christmas sermon? What is the gift of Christmas? Jesus, it's the answer to every question in a church context. Jesus, you guys could have got that one. Jesus is that gift that God gave to us. I'm going to challenge myself though. What is this gift in terms of the Christmas story? This is a tiny little carabiner. Okay, once, oh, what was that? Keeps us together. I like it. I like it. I was going to say, once we choose to accept being connected with God, God is strong and faithful and will never let us down. There we go. That's the carabiner link with the story. Okay, and finally, the joke. Would you like to read the joke out? I'm just going to get you the mic because everyone needs to hear it. Because they're always classic.
This is number 21. I don't know why it's number 21, but it is.
Okay.
Who hides in the bakery at Christmas? A mince spy. You don't have to laugh. It's
Hey.
okay.
No. You do have to clap because Christmas cracker jokes are the best bit about Christmas crackers because we all know them, right? I bet loads of you knew the answer to that one. You'd heard it before. We all know them. We roll our eyes at them, but we still laugh at them. They're like a shared moment of, oh my goodness, it's the Christmas cracker joke. I'm not going to say the Christmas story is a rolling our eyes moment. I'm not going to offend any of you. But there is something about the telling something over and over again. It becomes part of who we are, part of what we enjoy. How many of you have family jokes that, you know, you pass by somewhere and you go, oh, do you remember that time when so-and-so said something? And you repeat the same story again. It's become part of your narrative as a family. We have the same in church. This story that we tell every year becomes part of our narrative, and it's not just that we need to remind ourselves of it. There is something that brings us together and draws us together as community as we retell this precious, precious story again and again. Thank you so much, guys. You can keep the carabiner if you like as your gift. Happy Christmas. So I pray, as you pull your crackers this Christmas, that you might be able to do your own theology and understanding of how that Christmas cracker invites us and draws us into the story of Christmas. There is something surprising about what God is doing in our lives and constantly surprising us. And there is something about drawing us into the story, creating community, and blessing us with that gift of God. Amen.